The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Always on Monday, we check in with Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I am doing well for a Monday morning. How about yourself?
I am doing wonderful as well. Just had a chance over the weekend to hear some good Christmas music and just really put me in the Christmas spirit.
There you go. There you go.
So, all right, let's jump in here. Did you happen to hear any of Hillary Clinton's interview over the weekend? You know, she's been reading, tearfully reading her what was supposed to be her acceptance speech. But she also said that she had warned us, Mr. Chairman, about what could happen. And she says she feels terrible that she didn't stop Donald Trump.
I tried to warn people. I tried to make the case that this was really dangerous. The people he was allied with, what they were saying, what he might do. I feel terrible about not winning. I feel terrible about not stopping him and the people around him. But I feel like now everybody can see for themselves what kind of leader he is.
Now, Mr. Chairman, isn't it the Democrats who keep telling us to forget about 2020, but yet she can't forget about 2016?
Yeah, and this is a person who's so, you know, just self-centered in her own right that she can't bear not being on the stage. She can't bear people forgetting about her, people not talking about her, you know, not being relevant to the conversation. So she pulls a stunt of reading what would have been her acceptance speech. I mean, as the kids say, whatever. I mean, just go somewhere, Hillary, be, you know, sit by yourself, be quiet. The rest of us will take care of trying to run the country. You know, and where was she out there, you know, warning us about, you know, record inflation if Joe Biden were to get elected? And, you know, on and on we could go with there, being embarrassed on the international stage by, you know, a guy who's a foreign policy bungler. You know, whatever.
Well, I mean, really, who did she think really cared about hearing what would have been her speech had she won? Who really wanted to hear that?
In her mind, well, she would know that the media would care because, you know, the media is what they are, and they lap that sort of stuff up. They know, she knows if she got out there and would do some gimmick like this, that they would trot out there and dutifully report it and give her attention, and which is what she craves. And what this is all about. And, you know, so, I mean, it's not surprising. You know, it's sad, not surprising.
Yep. Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday appearing on what we learned was Chris Wallace's last Fox News Sunday warned people warned his fellow Republican colleagues that his quote was, "You have to have a working relationship with Donald Trump or it will not work," is what Senator Graham said yesterday.
Yeah, and he's right. I mean, look, Trump is still in a great many ways the leader of the party, certainly the leader of the mass of the grassroots conservatives around the party, the bulk of them around the country. You know, every poll indicates if he were to decide to run again, he would win the nomination. So you have to take that kind of stuff seriously if you're a candidate at any other level around the country. You know, if you're going to openly be, you know, working against him, well, you're going to be, number one, inhibiting yourself, inhibiting the growth of the party. And look, this is a team sport, you know, and there are fundamentals to this. And one is called arithmetic. And that means we have to get to 50% plus one on election day. We have to build coalitions of people who can win, preferably coalitions of conservatives who can win and carry the day so we can do what we're all about, which is to hopefully implement policy.
Yep. Senator Graham, of course, was talking, too, about Biden's Build Back Better. Now, Biden on Friday night with Jimmy Kimmel, did you happen to catch any of that?
I did.
I mean,
the best line of the night I saw from somebody was, you know, that Biden was going to have to go and have a colonoscopy now to remove Kimmel from his backside, you know, because because it was just embarrassing. It was over the top and embarrassing.
I mean, it was. I mean, at least pretend to ask a difficult question, but Jimmy, you know, that was just a campaign ad for Joe totally. Biden. But you know, it's interesting to watch Joe Biden as he sat there, and I think the man believes it himself when he said that Build Back Better is paid for. He keeps saying that it's paid for.
Well, you know, there was an episode of Seinfeld years ago, if you were a fan there, of George Costanza trying to teach Jerry Seinfeld how to lie. And he paused and he said, "Remember, if you believe it, it's not really a lie."
Well, that explains it. That explains it. That's very clear now, Mr. Chairman.
The happiest Democrat in America right now is Jimmy Carter, because he's lived long enough to see a Democrat president screw things up worse than he did. I mean, yeah, look at it. Look at where we are now. We've got the worst inflation now in 40 years, as of last Friday, in 40 years. And what have we also seen at the same time in three different polls? Republicans on the generic ballot question having the highest rating in 40 years. So, you know, coincidence? I don't think so, but there you are.
Well, and it has to be satisfying for Jimmy Carter, too, to know that it took him 4 years to get us there. It's only taken Biden less than a year.
That's right. He did it faster.
He's much faster, that's for sure. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, always good to catch up with you. We'll do it again next week. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. You too. Take care. All right.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.